Good morning.
There you go. Here's the State Representative John Rady. Thanks for being with us this morning. Of course, we were just talking to State Representative Cassell about they want the Republican caucus to come together as a block behind one person. Is you being a Republican in Austin, when y'all get into that room this weekend, what are you going to have to say about that?
Well, you know, there are some concerns about it. I don't mind stating that. First of all, it's never been done that way, and that doesn't mean we shouldn't change. I don't like that as an answer, but historically, it has been the entire body that has picked a speaker, and it's been that way when Democrats controlled it. I'm concerned, and I don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet, but I'm concerned that the division between Democrats and Republicans in the Texas legislature could become as bad as they are in Washington, D.C., and I'm very concerned about that. I don't think that's good for our state or our country either.
Now, I did... Go ahead.
I just think that we need to have all communications lines opened. And I don't want us to mimic Washington, D.C.
Does this have the imprint of the lieutenant governor on it, in your view?
I don't know about that. I do think that it has the imprint of Empower Texans and probably TPPF and some of the I call them far-right groups, but others think they're very central. So who knows? But they're not what I would typically call mainstream citizens.
I didn't ask Representative Cassell a minute ago because he's got a lot of counties that he deals with. You only deal with one county. There have been times when your own Republican Brazos County Executive Committee and Board have been at odds with you about things such as this.
Well, I guess that's somewhat natural, and part of that has to do with lack of participation in party politics. If we only have a very small group of people who are all listening to the same voices who participate in party politics, then that's the voices that are going to be heard because they're the loudest. I don't think they particularly always represent the views of the voters of Brazos County or of the state of Texas as far as that's concerned. It is important that we come behind, and then going back to this caucus meeting, and I'm a officer of the caucus, but it's important that we do come behind a Republican to carry this office. There's no doubt about that. But if we were, and I'm going to just say it right straight up, if we were to come out with someone like Jonathan Stickland, who's from Hearst, who has been nothing but a bomb thrower his entire career, and he's the consensus of the party, of the caucus, I think that would be very destructive. So my first loyalty will always be to the voters of Brazos County, and regardless of party, I have to do what I believe is the best for the people who reside in my district, and that's what I'll end up doing. I don't know what's going to happen with this caucus meeting on Saturday. It'll be very interesting. It takes a two-thirds majority to have a vote, and then it takes a two-thirds majority to pass a change in the bylaws. So I think that's a pretty high bar.
It is indeed. Well, we'll look forward to, with interest, what y'all do this weekend, and we'll be in touch with you next week.
Okay.
Thanks for being in touch. All right. Thank you, John. Uh-huh.